Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests,
okay,
and
Dr.
colleagues.
Val, CW.
Now it's your time, Valerie Kirkgaard.
For center stage. Go.
Hey, how about that? Did you hear our announcer telling us to move to center stage? Well, there's three of us here this morning, and we're all definitely in the center of just a remarkable time in historically speaking. It's October the 20th. We're moving there towards the end of the month in the grand time of Halloween. Lots of really good stuff is happening in the Republic for those of you who are Republic listeners, and we'll be talking more about that. You're listening to Waking Up in America's Our American Cafe, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life in America Today. And we really want to thank C.W. Wright, his booming voice you will hear shortly, of Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Sir Jason Winter T., Tad Patterson. He's just got some remarkable materials for you to learn more about what being in the Republic is about. And Protandin, that substance and that product that C.W. and I take that gives us energy to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 6 a.m. in the morning Pacific or at midnight if something is going on. And we'll be talking more about Protandin, too. All this stuff is available for you to look on at our website at wakinguponamerica.com. And you'll find the latest and greatest of what's happening here. You'll also find recordings from past programs. C.W. Wright is our producer and co-host, and thank you, C.W. And we're peace bearers. We're torch bearers. I'm an Olympic torch bearer, and I got a lot of friends, and each one of us is a torch bearer in our own particular way in the things that we believe in, the things that we love, and the things we do. That's what we carry the torch for. So join torchbearers all over the world as we dance and sing, because humans are gathering all over the planet, and we invite you to light your own particular torch for freedom, awareness, and celebrate what you have to offer, and join the vibrancy of a 2,000-year-old Republic flame. So the Olympic torchbearers code is Sidius Altius Fortius, which means swifter, higher, stronger. So the Republic rocks, and your place in the Republic world is kind of like what you imagine the world should be like, not necessarily what you've seen the world to be. I was looking through the newspaper this morning, and I was trying to find happy news, and all I could find was green candidates were being put under arrest because they wanted to have their opinion included in the election so that you could actually know that there's something else other than a Democrat or a Republican, because at this point, that's all a sham. As we know, the sides have already been picked. And this is why Bob Sirkosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that will change the world. And I want to thank you, Bob, for your keen observation, because what we do is we let you know there's more to this than what you've been hearing. And just as I said, visit our site and find out the news and let people know about us. And if you hear a telephone ringing or a dog barking, as mine just were a few minutes ago, we call in from our homes and offices all over the United States to cause this program. So I happen to like to pray, and in Aramaic, pray means to go out into the world and reach your highest dreams and claim that which is yours, and always include a prayer for celebrating the Republic of America. We'll talk more about that later. CW, you had wanted to mention something today about five lives, and we're going to pull this all together, and he's going to tell you a concept that I think is a good one to live by, and then we've got Randy Shannon here with us, and she'll be joining in on that conversation as well. Tell us about our five lives.
Well, you know, we had a conversation yesterday, and we were talking about strength or strength in our life. I mentioned to you a concept that I came across years ago that helped put my life in perspective, and had to do with identifying the five lives that's with us every day. And sometimes it catches people off guard. What do you mean five lives? You
like, right, that's what
five
I said.
Personalities or something like that? No, we all live five lives. Every single one of us have five lives. They start with being your personal life. You start with, and then you go on with your family life. You have a business life, you have a financial life, and you also have a spiritual life. And when we were talking about strength, what I was mentioning is all five of these lives must be in harmony to have a strong life. Now, I went on to qualify that because a lot of people get stuck on the financial part, This does not mean you have to be super wealthy to have a strong life. What we're talking about is balance here. Everything must be in balance. You must have a good personal life. You must have a good family life. You must have a good business life. You must have a good financial life. You must have a good spiritual life. If any one of these become weak, you're only as strong as that weakest one.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that, and Randy, you can jump in here too, don't you think probably the thing that's been weakened the most over the last 50 years would be our spiritual lives?
You hit that right
on
the
head. That.
You hit the nail on the head right there.
Right. Now I'm sitting here looking at the 91st Psalm, which, by the way, for those of you who wanted to know why we're doing replay last week, there were a bunch of us up in Visalia actually becoming citizens of record for the Republic. So that means we're actually formally citizens of the Republic for the United States of America at this point. We are no longer citizens in the de facto world. And we like this a lot because the rules are different over here and also the honor and respect is different over here. We're learning how to do all of these things. We don't do everything perfectly or anything of that nature. We just have moved into a different form because, if you've noticed, In God We Trust has disappeared from almost everything. So when I was up in Visalia this last week, and I'm a peace ambassador for the Republic, Kim Glazer comes over to me and goes, you know, we really have to do this 91st Psalm thing. Well, I'd read the Bible, but I didn't particularly remember what the 91st Psalm was. And it's abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. Now, she said, and oh, make sure you tell the story. Well, I actually had heard the story of the 91st Psalm about the week before, and the story goes like this, CW and Randy, that in World War One, the 91st Battalion prayed every morning and every evening, and they did it out loud as a group, and they prayed the 91st Psalm. And they're the only battalion in the entire war that didn't lose a single person. So I thought
wow.
That was pretty good. Are you impressed? I was. Not one person got killed, and that was a bloody war, too. It was really a bloody war. So the 91st Psalm, I figure if you guys want to send an email to us at val@wakingupinamerica.com, I'll send you a copy of the PDF that I made of this because it's a little bit bigger and easier to read. And it's the Holy Bible, okay? The 91st Psalm, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor from the arrow that flieth by day, nor from the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because this hath made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So, there you go, all men and women. All of us, every one of us, and children, all men, women, and children.
Throughout history, we have seen this work. And if I may just summarize real quick for everyone, this is simply the protection of the Lord, is what this amounts to. And by having that protection, that's the reason why that 91st infantry was to survive. And we've seen this over history, and it will continue. continue to work. And one of the things that help makes us work is when you have to believe you are protected by the wings of God. And you have to believe, many people will argue, and I mentioned this before we got started, that Philippians 2, remember that?
Yeah, I do. And
Philippians 2 is where it talks about you'll find your strength in Christ. Christ is what makes you strong. And then since we're talking Scripture, we know that for the 91st Psalm to work in everyone's favor, we have to get to God. And the only way to God, according to Scripture, is through Christ first. And so when we have Christ in our life, these are the things that make you strong. This will help make your spiritual life strong. With that strong, you can work on other things as well. Randy, you started to mention something.
Yeah, just ever since I was a little kid, the picture that was given to me by my grandfather, who was a great influence in my life spiritually, he said, you know, we had chickens over time. He had them on his farms, and he would give me the picture of the mother hen, and she had her little chicks. Mm. And when a hawk would fly over above, the mother hens could see the shadows, and so could the babies. They could see the shadow of the hawk and the great wings or the eagles. And as soon as that happened, the mother hen would just immediately put her wings out, and those chicks would go hide up in her wings, and the hawks couldn't see anything. Yeah, so, you know, it's just that protection. And, you know, a mother hen will do anything to not, you know, let anything happen to her chicks. And it's the same thing on a much, obviously, greater scale. And, you know, faith is such a huge part of this. There's the story in, it's either Kings or, I think it's Chronicles, I think it's First Chronicles, and it was where David had said to Joab to go and count the commanders of the troops, or go count the troops. And see, he had God's protection all along, but when he wanted to count the troops, the thing is that when he was winning in the battles, they were spiritual troops.
Mm.
There was that prayer cover, that protection. So, you know, this is just a number. Let's say he went in with 10,000 troops. Well, the spiritual battle was going on, and there might have been 100,000. So when he was winning these wars, and it was like defying all knowledge of why does he win these battles? It's because there was a spiritual war going on, and it was because he had great faith. But when he wanted the troops counted, he had a little blip on the radar screen or something. It was sinful, and it really made God mad. So he actually lost favor for quite some time, and there was destruction. So it is important that faith is involved in that. So Psalm 91 is great, but you got to have the faith to go with it.
Well, let me tell you what happened in Visalia, okay, because, of course, I read this thing, and when I read it, I started crying when I was reading it. And it just meant so much to me, because that particular weekend, I thought my house was going to be sold this last week in a tax foreclosure sale. And so I was feeling particularly, there was just many things, there's just so many unpaid bills and so much pressure and so much tension. I didn't know how I was going to survive it. And I was actually working with a doctor at the time that was really concerned about me. So when Kim put the 91st Psalm in my hands and reminded me of the story of the World War I soldiers, that was sufficient for me to believe that God had just handed me something. And that my own personal life would change out of that, okay? So first thing that happened was when I got home, the man I married back in the 1960s, I was talking to him, and I was reading the 91st Psalm to him. No, I started to read the 91st Psalm to him, and he proceeded to quote the rest of it to me. Now, mind you, I've known this man for over half a century. We never had an experience like this. And it turned out that the 91st song he had memorized, and that it was his mother's favorite quote out of the entire Bible. And so he had memorized it. So that was a huge connection for us. Also, the next day I found out that IndyMac Bank had paid off all my back property taxes. So I wasn't in foreclosure anymore. In fact, they sent me a notice in the mail, and I had been trying everything to avoid the foreclosure sale. And one of the reasons I'm in the Republic, guys, is because we have a different law system here. And that law system means we don't have to go and fight in the de facto courts anymore. Citizens of record, and that's what I became last weekend, are members, full members of the Republic for the United States of America. And in this different law system, we don't have to worry about the bad guys. As we increase in number, and Randy, you're coming over here. Oh my gosh, our numbers of people that are joining us in the Republic are growing by leaps and bounds. And we were talking earlier before the show about your friend CW Jim O'Donnell at KGO TV in San Francisco. He recorded us becoming members of the citizens of record, and this guy was very open to who we are and what we were doing. So it's like this is going to be happening big time, and our ability to actually become citizens has been put through a process and is well identified and quite simple now. And it's like, if you don't want to be afraid of being arrested and traffic this and law that and penalty that, come on over, because once our numbers grow, then our peaceful ways will be the way that works. And, you know, you might want to comment on that, CW or Randy. I feel like I'm walking in heaven is what I experience. And the 91st Psalm was my, CW knows how I worried about things,
right,
about paying bills and stuff. And even he says there's a difference in me this week. It has to do with the Republic, and it has to do with some work I'm having done with the rebalancing of my brain. And as that work gets done, God is present for me.
Wow, congratulations on becoming a citizen of record. And I gotta tell you, when the very first exposure I had to the Republic was a video. And then I followed up, doing some research and found more videos that I just looked at it and said, my God, this is everything that we want. This is everything that everyone wants. It's so welcoming, because it's about having our freedoms back. It's about not having the police state down on us. It's, it's just such a wonderful thing. You know, we have some things, obviously, to get organized. It's not perfect by any means. I have my own issues with different parts of it right now, but hopefully some things will be changing in the future with it. And it's just everything that I was looking for. So if we really get this thing going and we get the masses to see what the Republic is about, I think it will be embraced, except for, those that actually do like Stalin and Hitler and that kind of a lifestyle.
You know what? Maybe, I don't know, one of the things I asked the Brainwave guys, CW and Randy, I said, could we take this brain balancing machine into prisons and work with serial killers and pedophiles and, people of very evil nature? And she said, interesting idea, because a lot of brain imbalance actually comes from things that are stuck in the DNA structure, okay? They come not only from this lifetime, they actually come from previous, what's the right word for it? I want to say incarnations, but I don't want it to sound. It's like members of your family, if they have incomplete issues or nasty things, I'm sure you've looked at one of your children and you've seen that children do an adorable thing that reminds you of your grandmother. Well, there's children that do things that aren't adorable that will remind you of somebody too. And it's like, literally in our DNA structure, we are past things that we never did that belong to us, that we have to work through them. So the brain balancing equipment that I've been doing, I've done 4 sessions now, it's changing my life, and it's actually opening me up to be able to receive. And the more open we are to receive, guys, there's a spirituality there. And yeah, we all had to learn. I mean, if you should have seen us on the house calls, Randy, 2 years ago, we were like fighting for who got to speak first and stuff like that. Now if you listen to a call, there's just so much respect and so much honor in it, and people are learning. I'm so proud as I listen to the calls.
That's great.
Because as an ambassador, I don't participate in the same way now. So I'll listen to the Senate, or I'll listen to the House, or I'll listen to some other constitutional call. I love Robert Zuluaga's calls on Thursday evenings. I'm proud. I'm really, really, really proud. And CW, you know, we've talked about the Ben Franklin biography. In the beginning, folks, back when Ben Franklin was doing it and all them their people were putting together the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution stuff, back then, gosh, they were worse than we are, okay? And they have to evolve. So the stuff they did, I mean, Ben Franklin was not as cute as you think he is. I mean, he was brilliant, but he used to declare his competitors dead and stuff like that. That's what he'd do with poor Richard's Almanac. He'd just write big stories about anybody that was bothering him. And one of his competitors, he just knocked off. So I'm thinking, CW, maybe we should even make a series of the different aspects of the five lives. Maybe characteristics of the five lives, or maybe some way for people to be strong inside of the five lives. What are you thinking?
Well, to be strong, we've got the answer, and it's been said a couple of times. You have to put your faith in God, and that's what it really boils down to. We tend to go through our life living these five lives, and many times wondering, well, how do I fix this, or how come this is this way, or and many times people sink into the poor me attitude, and you need to get away from that and turn it over to the only one who can actually fix these lives. And that's God Himself. That doesn't mean you just sit back and do nothing. You can't just sit back and do nothing, because going back to that scripture earlier that we were talking, it states that idle hands go nowhere. And so you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. You have to keep living your lives, but they will fall into place. They will end up straightening themselves up.
You know what I'm thinking? It's the Jason Winter Protandon time, because that's part of it, isn't it?
Oh my, it is. Well, see, that now that goes back. Now that's part of your personal life. See,
yeah.
This is another thing we talked yesterday. You say, well, what about your health life? Well, that's personal. Your personal life is your health life. Your health life is part of your personal life. Now, God has given us ways to take care of our health. And one of those ways, He's delivered through people, the flesh and blood, the discovery of healing herbs and also the vitamins. And that's where the Protandim and the Jason Winter's Tea come in. And there are others just like that in this world. We find that the Jason Winter's Tea works very well with us, and so does the Protandim. So you bet.
Now, Protandim, of course, we've driven you crazy wondering what it is. It's over on our website, and you can click on it. And how many pills do you take a day, one or two?
I'm down to one because there for a while I increased it. I was up to three a day for a while. But then
well, that
I
was
backed
stress
off
level.
One. I'm still good. Oh, yeah, big stress level. And I take it, and everything is fine right now. I'm enjoying
a stress reading on you. You know that by asking you how many you take? If he says three, I know he's having a really rough week, okay?
The last couple of weeks have been fairly rough, as you know.
Yeah.
But I've been sticking with the one because it's been working. It's just been the last few days I started hitting that 3 o'clock wall again. And this is the neat thing I liked about Protandim. It took away one of the things physically noticed was taking away that 3 o'clock wall that I was hitting. And
holy.
So I'm thinking about bumping it up to a couple again starting today. And of course, the Jason Winter's Tea, one of the things I like about that, as long as you have a good, healthy diet, it helps keep your immune system strong by keeping your blood clean.
Well, I had to leave at 5 in the morning last Saturday, okay? Or get up at 5 in the morning, but then not get back until 11 o'clock at night. So that was a two Protandim day so that I could stay bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Well, hey, you know, the listeners don't know this, but Protandin says that it will return your blood to the age of 20, and that means without so much trash and depletion in it, and that itself is a selling point. CW actually has balanced out diabetes with it. There's many, many, many stories. It's definitely worth a good try. And some people don't feel anything, but if you want to make sure whether it's working or not, you can get a blood test before you start taking it and then get it afterwards, and you'll notice a difference in it. You'll notice all kinds of stuff balanced. So visit our website on that at wakingupinamerica.com. When you click on the Protandin, make sure that you sign up for it, because you save $10 a month when you actually sign up with a company rather than just buy it. The other thing, definitely, so do you have your ice, your Sir Jason Winter's tea actually cold or hot this morning?
I got it cold this morning. It was a bit of a warm evening. So I thought, even though it's cooling down here in Southern California, I thought it was a bit warm this past night. And so I got some cold raspberry iced tea this morning, Jason Winter's tea.
I was making sun tea with it yesterday, okay? That's fun. For those of you who don't know what sun tea is, you just put the tea bags in the water and then you stick it out in the, with a jar in the sun, and that's really nice too. So we'll tell you the Sir Jason Winter story another time, but because we like to do it a lot. But basically, the guy saved his own life with this tea, and we're not supposed to say that it cures anything because it's against the rules to do that. So, of course, we would not say that it has been known to cure esophageal cancer or anything like that. We can't say that kind of thing. So anything can actually be, and I'll tell you, the 91st Psalm could probably do it too. It depends, as Randy was saying, on where you put your faith and how important faith is. So I'm saying that what I think is being lost in America today, guys, and is being refound, is faith in something. Because who could have a faith in people that are taxing you to death and sending you to oil wars and not taking care of their veterans when they get home and things of that nature? We have an alternative here, and I say it's the Republic. So, Randy, since you've been here in the Republic, what have you done to keep yourself strong? Because I'm seeing that that's the undertone of today, how we can keep ourselves strong.
Well, I do have to, you know, continually do it, you know, because you can go along in life and get yourself sidetracked to be so busy that you don't ground yourself back out. So I'm one of those people that does pray all throughout the day. I'm continually in my mind in a conversation. It sounds a little off, but I'm in a conversation with God. You know, I'm always talking, you know, requesting a different prayer, protection, watch over my kids. You know, if there's somebody that's, you know, doing something injustice, you know, to me or to them or to someone I know or a story that I've read, I'll, you know, cry out and pray about that. So I'm constantly doing that. And I'll tell you, in the Bible, and people might think that these were probably some of the most uninteresting books, but I found them to be the ones that really anchored my faith. And it was Kings and Chronicles. And when I read them, I couldn't stop. I couldn't put them down. And so I'm always referring back to that. And I tell the story to people all the time about that one that I mentioned where David had the troops counted and then there was all kinds of destruction when he went into the battles. And God had told one of his soldiers, spiritual soldier, to be there in those battles, wiping out those troops. I'm just kind of giving a summary. And when he finally called him off, because David had repented and suffered enough, that warrior still was there. He put the sword back in his sheath, but he still was hovering over. Like if David just looked up, the guy, I mean, the vision I get when I read it in Chronicles is almost like the size of a planet hovering over. I mean, he's just huge. And he's just there. And so David was so fearful of that and afraid that maybe God would change his mind and wipe out him, that he literally went around whole towns to avoid going near this spiritual warrior. Wow. And, boy, if that doesn't – I mean, people need to read that and just – It's like, oh, you know, it's just an amazing story. And you, if you really let your imagination go with the pictures of that image that you're reading about, it puts it into perspective. This stuff is the real deal. And so I try to never let that out of my mind. I try to always stay humble. I'm always, you know, regrounding myself. You know, I get phone calls all the time. Different press outlets are calling all the time. And so I just always try to remain grounded, humbled, and it's not about fame. It's not about ego. I don't care about those things. It's always about we the people. And the bottom line is, it's about what are we leaving our kids? What are we leaving our kids? I won't stop this fight because, yeah, if we don't, if everyone doesn't stand up and do something, even in small ways, what country have we left our kids? And, yeah, we can all die, but it's like in the Senate. They were talking about just passing it on to the next set of legislators.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
want to do that.
Well, how about citizens of record? Let's all become citizens of record, and because that means we stand for the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. CW, you're a citizen of record, I know. So does that feel different to you when you think of that?
Well, I think everybody needs to find their own. But if you're going to be strong and we're going to fix things, as we're talking about here, you need to come together. It's just like what you're talking about when Dave was counting his troops a while ago. The miracle here is not having 100,000 people that are unspiritual next to you. It's having that one person that is. And you've heard me talk about numbers before. And when we do talk about numbers, it means we're all in agreement. We come together in agreement. So a lot of people will say, well, one person can't make a difference. One person of citizen record can't make a difference, but you can. All we have to do is get other citizen records to stand up.
If you know you're a magnet, you can.
You stand up.
Citizen record magnet.
It's just like, it almost goes back to what Tecumseh said in 1768. You can take the twig and break it easily, the single twig, but once you bind them together, they become very strong. See, you bind the like kind together, they become very strong. There's many men and women in this country who want freedom. They want to know that they're not going to be financial slavery, and they're not going to be passing this on to their children, just like Randy's talking about. They want to be in the land where they can walk the streets and not have to worry, not only worry about the bad people, but worry about the so-called good people stopping them because they're taking a walk on the street.
Oh, that's good. And you know what I like? I like when we do this on the physical plane, you know, when we create ourselves strong on the physical plane in our day-to-day moments, then it makes it easier to carry all the things that you're talking about. I'm 72, and at 65, I decided to change my life, and I've changed my life dramatically. I got a hip implant then, okay? So one of the things that I've decided to do is to give you guys a little tidbit of something that you can do on a daily basis. I got something sent to me on the internet. I don't know if you've seen this, CW or Randy. I don't think I forwarded it on, but I personally was plagued with toenail fungus since the 1980s, and I went to a podiatrist earlier this year, and the podiatrist said, oh, you've had this so long, I doubt that there's anything you could do about it. Well, I found out there are actually two things you can do about it. So for those of you out there who have foot fungus or know somebody with that, it's really, you just hate it. It's so embarrassing, and your toenails look so crummy, and self-esteem, blah, blah, blah. I found out that if you put tea tree oil around your toenails every single day, twice a day, kind of like praying in a way, huh? Twice a day, I like to do that, morning and evening.
Mm-hmm.
If I put that around, I now almost have my toenails entirely back. I also saw that there's a remedy for it about Listerine. And I found out about that from one of the beauty salons. So if you got that, you can actually get rid of it. You don't have to die with the stuff. Even though the podiatrists and all of that act like they don't know what the cure is for it, I really think a lot of doctors know a lot of things that work, but they somehow don't manage to communicate it to you because maybe some drug company paid for their education or something of that nature. So what's happening over here in the Republic is we're going back to the simple solutions. This is a simple solution. The 91st Psalm is a simple solution. What CW was talking about and what Randy are talking about, they're simple solutions to things that have been made complicated by disconnecting us from the source, okay? The source of our own health, the source of our own bodies, the source. You know, what we're really talking about here is our spiritual lives and our ability to actually receive something and put it into action. There's just a whole lot of cures I would be happy to send to you. cleaning liquid doubles as a bug killer. I love that one. I don't know you guys if you've had trouble with ants, but I've had trouble with ants around the dog food that's outside. So mm-hmm. I actually just sprayed some Windex all around the bowls, which I don't worry about. I do worry about bug killer with all these different things in it, and guess what? You know, the ants are gone. So if we can take the spiritual and we can manifest it in the our own unique surroundings and environment. Randy, what's the thing that you do that's a simple thing that makes your home and your kids better, something like that, that comes from the past, a simple solution? What would that be?
Well, I use baking soda for everything. I don't really go out and get all of the top-of-the-line cleaners that are out there. Baking soda is pretty simple. And
how does that work? How do you work with baking soda? What do you do with it?
You can scrub anything with it, and you can use it. It's laundry soap. You can scrub sinks. You can scrub tubs. It takes everything off. We use it when we brush our teeth. If you look at your tube of toothpaste, it's in there. It's an ingredient. And so we use that along with hydrogen peroxide instead of a tube of toothpaste that has fluoride in it because we're already getting poisoned in the water, so why continue to add to
really,
it?
Really. So you dip a little brush in that? The hydrogen peroxide, and then put it in the soda. How do your family actually use it?
Yeah, you'll just take your toothbrush. Everyone has like a little bowl of the baking soda in one thing, and then everybody has their own jar of the hydrogen peroxide. So you dip first. You wet your toothbrush. You dip first into the baking soda, then and you pour just a dab of the peroxide on it and brush. And your teeth are going to all foam up, but you'll have naturally white teeth, you'll have fresh breath, and voila, it's a cleaning solution. And then you're not poisoning yourself, with
fluoride. Anybody else. You're not doing, and you're not spending a lot of money. Where did you find a place to get large quantities of baking soda?
Nope, by the time it's been open for a while, it starts to get, hard and chunky, so you're done with it anyway. You want to pitch it. So we just get the regular little boxes. And then for laundry soap, you can actually buy bigger bags of it. And we just keep that. You just buy that in the laundry soap aisle, and that's in the laundry room, and you just scoop it in. It's better than any laundry soap. And if you want to get a little smell or a flavor to it, like for us brushing the teeth or whatever, we have fresh limes out on the tree, and we just go grab them and squeeze them on.
Now, there you go. Not only is it a simple solution, you take the spiritual. See, what she's doing is she's manifesting the spiritual into the simplicity of her life, and it works. It saves her money, and by the way, it probably works better and keeps her health, her family healthier. CW, what about you? Do you have a simple solution for us?
Well, you have a great solution in baking soda. There's so many things. It also has a medicinal purpose to it as well. If you have it in balance with your pH in your body, we all know the higher pH, the healthier of your body. And you can take a quarter teaspoon in a glass of water and drink that. And you do that a couple of times a day. That helps raise the pH balance in your body, because if you have a negative pH balancing, you create a body that will harbor illness. If you can get up above 7 in your pH balance in your body and higher, you've got a body that will absolutely ward off disease.
And when you ward off disease, you feel better, and you recognize your spiritual aspects a lot easier than you do when somebody's got their foot on the back of your neck with a tax bill or something of that nature. So there is a way out, and there are simple ways out. And I think it would be a good idea if we brought them each a simple solution each week. What do you think, guys?
I think that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
But that was my
on just the baking soda.
That's true. Hey, you know what I think would be a good idea? I think it would be a really good idea if our listeners wrote us at Val at Waking Up in America with your simple solutions, and we'll read one of your simple solutions on the air if you want to do that. Mike, do you have a – this is our announcer. He's such a cutie. Mike, do you have a simple solution for us?
Yeah, drink a lot of water. That's that has a lot to do with good health, too.
Would you care to deepen that comment a bit more?
Well, drinking a lot of water helps. I mean, it's real easy to know. I mean, a lot of people know, drink 8 glasses of water a day. Not so much that, but that water and good water, water that's, you know, distilled preferably, that helps clean out your system. And, you know, I think it's great. I've been told that for a long time, and that's all I do. And you do feel a lot healthier. You actually don't eat as much as well. So water, water, water.
Well, you know, it's
Water is a very good practice because it does help curb your appetite. It does have a cleansing property, not just in your organs, but also in your blood, that it keeps washing it out, constant cleansing.
Yeah, and, you're right.
And a lot of people tend to, they get started in the water, and what'll happen, and this is, they start going to the bathroom more. And then they quit drinking water because they're going to the bathroom so much. Let me tell you how this works. It's very simple. You will go to the bathroom more because the water is working. It's cleansing you. But keep doing it. Put up going to the bathroom because your body's eliminating. And after it gets done eliminating a lot of these toxins, your body, you'll go back to some people might call a regular bathroom schedule. And believe me, it does work, but when you start drinking a lot of water and you find yourself going to the bathroom a lot, it's because your body is repelling those toxins because it now has a carrier to take it out.
Yeah, right on. And I'll tell you something. They did a research on people that are overweight. Every single person, like 100% of them in the particular study, didn't drink as much water as they should.
Yeah, they actually, when they test them, they come up as dehydrated.
Yes.
I've seen pictures of people that drink a gallon a day of water, just a gallon. Sounds like a lot, but it's really not. And the weight just flies off of them. But there is a trick to that. You've got to, because it does also wash all the minerals out of your body. So you do have to replace with good things. And there's a woman, I actually did a article on her a few years ago. It was Dr. Ann Wigmore, and she has something called energy soup or something to that effect, where you put the minerals back in. And actually, if everybody looks her up or looks up Randy Shannon and premature gray hair, now I don't have it, okay, so I just wanted to preface that, but I did an article because so many people start graying. Men in particular in their 30s and for sure in their 40s, and that's premature, folks. So if you look up Randy Shannon in my premature gray hair article, there is something that you are seriously lacking in your diet, and if you change it, your hair will go back.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I love Mona B, and I've been on the broke side, and I haven't been able to afford it. It's costing me $20 a month when I bought it in the right size. Buy $1,000 of it at a time, and it was costing me about $20 a bottle. So here's a free plug for Mona B. There were actually people with gray hair, Randy, that got upset because their hair color started to come back. There's actually a lot of people that like gray hair, and they don't realize that it's reflective of something missing, and they think it means that they're white. I will not name this woman. But it's like she stopped taking Mona because her hair was going back to its natural color.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, I like my blonde hair, and I like it to stay that way. My Swedish roots, so let's keep them that way.
Now, CW, I was just thinking about that you're my redheaded friend. Maybe we could even get a mop of redheaded hair for you. I don't know. Do you want that?
You know, reduce the balding?
Yeah, I don't know. Would something reduce balding?
I don't think there's really a man alive that would not like to have a full head of hair. and what many men have learned, they kind of look better. If they don't have a full head of hair, just get rid of it, and they look a little better. And in many cases,
they look good.
Yeah, it works, man. It does make them look a little younger as well.
I
haven't
adopted
that yet, much of it because my wife won't let me shave my head. I just do that.
She really turns him out, too, so I can tell that she has a different image of it and doesn't include a bald head. I think it'll look real sexy. Of course, you look real sexy anyway when you're in the mood, I tell you. This man is dynamic energy. Actually, I'd like to say that when the California Republic got started, and by the way, those of you who want to check out California, you can go to californiafreestate.org. If you want to check out the Republic, go to republicfortheunitedstates.org, and you will see what we've been up to. This gentleman here on this radio show with us helped get – he is the father, in my opinion, of the California Free State, the – paperwork. Do you remember when we did all the initial paperwork a couple of years ago and you drove all over the state?
Oh,
remember that?
Yes. Oh,
okay,
yes.
And then?
And not just once, but a couple of times.
I was going to say, and can you imagine? And he drove all over the state of California getting the paperwork signed and helping people get into the Republic. And then it turned out the paperwork wasn't accurate and he had to do it again, okay?
Oh, no.
Again. And he did it again. So I'm calling you Dad. You know, thank you, Dad, for doing that. And I'm calling out, there's a bunch of us, actually, that I call dads and moms of this because we were here in the beginning and we watched the evolution and we've done nothing other than support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. That's a pretty good thing to be proud of. I did want to mention that a number of us became Secure Party creditors, which turns out that's one of the ways that they got our president was by accusing him of all kinds of stuff because we're Secure Party creditors. And they decided, actually, that that was only for them and not for us. And what's happening now is a bunch of us are actually turning our paperwork back in because as citizens of record and members of the Republic, we don't need to do that stuff inside of their system, okay? We don't need that anymore. As we gather in numbers, all law forms are based on whether there was injury or not. The de facto law forms are based on penalties, collecting fines, penalties, thousands and thousands of rules. In the Republic, it's really very simple. Did anybody get injured? And we need to take care of that if that happened. Our courts are very simple. You could drive through a stoplight at 2 o'clock in the morning if nobody was around except for a policeman, and you wouldn't get a ticket because there was no injury. In this world, you could get a ticket for going through that stoplight with nobody around because they're looking for ways to penalize you. So I've stepped out of penalty, and I'm beginning to look at how not to penalize myself. You know, how do I create penalty for myself? Well, one of the ways I've been fighting in the courts for years, pro se, those are terms that refer to not using an attorney so that I wouldn't lose my house in foreclosure. And here it is now 5 years later, and I didn't. But there are ways inside of the Republic for us to claim our lands because there's been a lot of false information fed to us over the years as the penalty structure was being sturdily built for us to live in, okay? So it's important to be strong. I carry my own groceries at the store all the time because I want to keep myself physically strong. I do a number of things like that are simple choices, and everybody will tell you I'm stronger than most people my age. And it's simple things like carrying my own grocery bags or using Listerine or baking soda or hydrogen peroxide or something of that nature so I'm not buying into the system where I'm told I need all of these expensive things when I just don't. And when I'm told that there are penalties, why not move into a system where there is no penalty, where there is just justice? So that's what we're about. And thank God we've got founding fathers that are founding fathers and founding mothers that are behind us and hold that space for us proudly, knowing a vision. We have a vision. We have a relationship. Our particular group has a relationship with Christ, okay? There are other people on this planet that have strong relationships with something that's better and higher that offers strong moral value. But I say, I don't care what your background is or who you are. If you honor the Ten Commandments, I think you got it made. We've got a couple minutes left in the show, guys. Is there anything you'd like to sound off about? Because I feel strongly about this.
One of the things I'd like to throw in is, you know, a lot of people pray. Let's say you say a prayer right now, and then an hour later, you say almost the same exact prayer, or 2 days later, or a month later, and you're finding that your prayer didn't get answered. And the thing is you really should just pray that one prayer one time. Because, again, why keep praying the same thing? It's almost like you think he didn't hear you or something. So you just pray. And look, I did this all wrong. This is all coming from experience. You pray one time, and then it's, again, about that faith. And then you just continue to thank him for answering it. And I always pray. I read a really good book, and I'll have to find the title of it, maybe get it on the next program. But I read this great book by this guy. He's out in Las Vegas, and he talks about just praying and stopping and waiting. Because in the Bible, they had such simple answers, like the woman who was starving. It was her and her child, and they ran out of food. So what did he tell her to do? Go get all the vessels. Well, that's such a simple little thing to do. Go get all the containers. And then the oil gets poured into one, and it just continues to pour. The answers were simple. Pour water on the feet. And you think, wow, that's what a simple thing. And this gentleman who wrote this book, and I wish I could think of the title of it right now, I apologize, but he talks about that. Pray, and you ask for the answer now, and you believe it, and you just wait on him for minutes. And they give good examples of having done this in this book, like a sprained ankle and things, and they wait for the answer, and they get a vision of it right now. What do we do? And sometimes the answer is as simple as just pour water on something or whatever. It's what the point of that is, seeing what is your obedience level. You want the prayer answered. Let's see what your obedience level is. That's part of it. And
that's
so
very interesting. I get what you're talking about. At the same time, I'm in for the 91st Psalm morning and evening, just like the 91st Battalion. So I don't know how you make a distinction here, dear listener. But what Randy's talking about, I know I get those messages too, Randy. I totally do. And I also get strength. I get a lot of strength out of since I've started doing the 91st Psalm in the morning and the evening, I feel, I don't want to say invulnerable, but almost like that. It's like I have a different force that takes me into the night and takes me into the morning. So I'm going to say do what works for you, but
that's right.
Do make sure you got a prayer there, because everybody's going to pray differently, okay? And do what gives you what you need. So I love what we do here on Waking Up in America, our American Cafe, because what we do is we don't all agree on everything, and that doesn't matter for a second, okay? It does not, because we all will come together. There is agreement in the Republic about what we stand for, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. And CW, you got like about a minute and a half to go for it.
There's so much going on here. I was just hearing.
You have 4 minutes.
Minutes. Oh, all right.
You
got
3 minutes,
CW, and I got a minute to the end.
The practice of prayer is extremely powerful. And obedience in the Word is powerful in your own life. And when I hear we only pray it once, you're dead right. You pray it once and you give thanks. Here's what the mistake many people make, though. They pray and they say, God, here it is. Here's my problem, or here's where I need help. And then they take it back by worrying about it, or they start talking about it. And then he just sits back and says, okay, well, what is it? You going to sit there and worry about it, or are you going to want me to handle it? So he crosses his arms. So now you almost have to go back and pray, because you need to repent. You need to repent. Say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it back from you. Please take care of this. And he'll go back on track with you. And this is a mistake I'd say 90% of the people do when they're praying. They make the prayer, and then they end up taking it back off God's shoulders. Believe me, God wants you to throw your problems onto His shoulders. This is one of the reasons why we exist for Him. He created us so He had somebody to talk to. I'm serious.
I hadn't heard that one before.
Let him take care of it. He's the only one. Folks, we are not strong enough as flesh and blood individuals to take care of these problems on our own. Give it to God. Give it to Him, and I promise you, He will take care of it. Just don't take it back. And believe me, I'm as guilty as they come when it comes to taking things back.
Well, that's a faith issue, okay?
God, I screwed up, I got to repent, and I got to pray again.
Mike wanted to say something, I think. Let's fit him in for a second here.
Can you say amen, Brother C.W.?
Put your problems on Him. He wants them. He enjoys them. He knows you have them, but He can't do anything. He's not going to be a busybody with you. He's not going to stick His nose in your business. You have to ask Him, welcome Him in your life, and He will take care of it. He's just not going to, come into your life and say, well, here I am, CW. Here I am, CW. We know He's there. He's told us He's always there for us. All we have to do is just ask Him. And once we ask Him, leave Him alone on that subject.
Oh, here's the thing, guys.
Can I interject?
Here's the thing.
I
get to have the last word here because I need to start the close here. The thing here is, sometimes you pray and you get what you prayed for, but you don't see it because it comes a different way than what you thought. So what we want to do is, this program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, KoneenCompany.com. And by the way, check out those ear cones. They'll help your frequency. Dr. James Murphy, In Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. And we thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org, Sir Jason Winterty, Protandin, Stardust, El Pinto Salsa, and get it at your local Ralph's, Tad Patterson, and a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Chet, Brad Comer, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Ron Simon, and Stacey Anderson. And thank you, Ron Hayes, for being a great research assistant. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free gift, MP3 download, or email. And dance, dance, and sing until next week, and do your prayers. Well, write us at wakingupinamerica.com, and remember, Citius, Altius, Fortius. Do a mitzvah today, which means give someone a boost.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through. Now your heart is...